Live from the GPB Newsroom, good Wednesday. I'm Ricky Bevington. Governor-elect Brian Kemp is spending the final days before his inauguration traveling around the state. But as GPB Stephen Fowler reports, all of the stops are outside of Metro Atlanta.
On the Georgians' first celebration tour, Kemp will visit places in rural Georgia like Chula and Blakely, stopping in all corners of the state. There are no visits close to Atlanta, but the incoming governor will stop in Augusta, Columbus, and Savannah. In November's general election, Kemp carried much of rural Georgia and has made rural health care and economic development a top policy priority. But last month, he met with Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms to talk about ways to improve the metro Atlanta region as well. Kemp's inauguration and the beginning of the legislative session both happened Monday. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Georgians with low incomes will have access to food during the partial federal government shutdown. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The shutdown left the U.S. Department of Agriculture with no cash flow after the 19th of January. But USDA head Sonny Perdue says the agency will use money it still has on hand to release February benefits now for either the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition for Women, Infants, and Children Program, or WIC. That's good news for mothers like Yawanda Jones of Macon, who uses WIC to buy baby formula for her 10-month-old son.
Currently, I am homeless, and I need all the help I can get right now.
About 200,000 Georgians feed their children with the help of WIC. That's about 7 million people nationally. About 40 million eat with the help of SNAP. It isn't clear if the USDA will have money to stretch benefits into March. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
State health leaders are coordinating with the FBI and Homeland Security ahead of Super Bowl 53 next month. 1 million people are expected to attend events over 10 days. Scott Minarson is with the Georgia Department of Public Health.
The law enforcement community is most concerned about mass casualty planning, things like active shooters.
Super Bowl 53 is Sunday, February 23rd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.